I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course, I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course, you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da. K-Rock Klein Alley Show. Gonna nerd out with some music. Just a moment. Jacob Gibbons is in the K-Rock studios right now. Gen X Fest, a celebration of one of the greatest decades in rock music, the 90s, happening this Sunday, June 14th at the Regent Theater. And first of all, thank you for being here to talk about this.
Thank you.
Thank you for all of the attention that you've brought back to the music that K-Rock grew up on. You know, this is the music that a lot of people learned about this station for the very first time listening to.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. I love sharing these songs and these things that I enjoy so much with the rest of the world. It's what a gift.
Many people know your voice, but they probably follow you along on Instagram, particularly where you've got built quite a bit of an audience, as you are super passionate about songs, especially the first time you heard the songs, and giving people this experience again. And so weird, because, you know, songs we take for granted that we play every single morning, every single day of the week on K-Rock, that someone's going to hear that song for the probably very first time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wild when it's a Chili Pepper song, or it's a Green Day song, or it's a Blink song that's been out forever.
And K-Rock could be giving them that first experience while they're driving in their car.
You do a good job of celebrating those moments and reminding people that you never kind of never get to relive your first, but some of these songs now that you got a chance to experience when they were big, when they first came out, are now having another moment all over again.
Yeah, thank you. People often ask me, they're like, how do you still have so much joy for something 30-plus years ago? And it's because I've never worked in music.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
right. So you can love it?
I can love it. I've been able to hang on to it my whole life. I mean, of course, you still love music, but it's like it's still been the same childhood love that I've always had.
Well, and I think also, no matter what, it was the music that you grow up on, you feel like it will never be that good again.
Yeah.
But it feels like it's specifically true with 90s and 2000s alternative rock.
It does.
Like, I don't know if people were just more of a mess back then, so they had more to write about.
More
like
inspiration for the songs, or
yeah,
were they just better? That's always been the argument, right? Is that everyone likes to say, like, oh, it's not as good. Music now is not as good as it once was. And I go, yeah, but everything we're listening to now has so many decades behind it. You've had it drilled into your head over and over again that you can't really tell if something's going to be as good until you got to give a song that's out today another 30 years to grow on you.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's easy to hear something once and go, this sucks. This is as good as, you know, this is as good as Oasis was.
Like, what is the album for you that made you fall in love with this type of music when you were growing up?
Easy to answer. Siamese Dream by the Smashing Pumpkins.
Okay, so that's
the favorite album.
Right there.
Oh yeah, it's all built around that.
And you
temple.
Remember where you were and what the circumstance was when you first heard it?
100%.
What was that circumstance?
So I was in high school, and I was anticipating that album release because I had fallen in love with the song Drown on the single soundtrack. I was already a fan of the band.
Great soundtrack.
Oh my God.
The single movie soundtrack, one of the top maybe five soundtracks ever.
And Siamese Dream was one of those first CDs that I purchased in the transition from cassettes to CDs. So I went out to the mall, got it, brought it home. I was sitting in my house and just start to finish, which is a big part of listening back then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Track one to the last.
You just lay on your bed and you're like, play.
You open the liner notes. It's a whole journey like reading a book. And I remember that feeling that just each song, the surprise, the way that the guitar sounded, I'll never forget it.
I used to think it was so cool when a band, because they would always have like thank yous in the album notes, and they'd be like, when a band would thank another band, I was like, oh man, that's so cool. They like know each other.
Yes.
I was like,
they're friends.
They all hang out somewhere. There's a cool bar where all bands are.
But it's interesting that discovering a song because you heard it in a movie that you liked, and then because I remember, like, even for me, like The Dazed and Confused was a movie that I enjoyed, but I didn't know a lot of those bands because they were from before my time.
Exactly.
But then I discovered so many of the bands from the Dazed and Confused soundtrack.
Right. So it kind of made you do a deep dive
on
them.
Oh, Lowrider. That's cool.
I even think movie soundtracks are completely different now.
Absolutely. They changed completely. In the 90s, movie soundtracks were the way you found a dozen new bands in a movie.
But I do feel like younger people now, like, you know, Johnny's younger and he's a huge music fan. And I imagine, Johnny, you're still really into the... You know, the classic way to listen to an album.
He's going too far back now, because now he's like, have you guys heard of Elvis? And I'm like, yes, Johnny, we've all heard of Elvis. He's like, yeah, guys got some bangers.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Johnny went way
deep
back.
Check out Dylan. Never heard of him?
But the guy on the show that is, I would argue, like the less successful version of you would be Jake the Nerd, who I know has approached you at many. You guys are like, every time Jake goes to these weird bands,
yes,
he says he sees you there, because Jake's always trying to tell us, oh, come see Uncle Fester this weekend. Or,
man, it's not Uncle Fester.
What is it?
It was Warm Uncle.
Ah.
Right.
You they opened up for Yawning Man.
Right. So
do you know about any of this, Jacob?
I don't know those. Those are. I didn't make it to either of those shows. Yeah. Yeah.
He always didn't have a heart-stopping first listen moment.
Yeah. It's funny because Warm Uncle. Whenever he tries to defend like one of the weird things he goes to, you're like, guess who I saw there? Jacob Givens was there. I have a picture of him holding my dog to prove it. And we're like, what was that? What was the one you saw him at recently, Jake? You were all proud he was there.
Well, we went to Hum together. That was great.
Yes, Hum.
That's the most recent one.
Oh, and then it was the Smashing Pumpkins funeral, right?
Yes.
Were you there as that?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You were that one,
yes,
as well.
Funeral for Zero.
Cool.
So, yes. So I wanted to see, because you are, in many ways, you are Gen Z, Gen X epitomized. Jake believes he is the best Gen Xer. So I've got a little quiz to see who's better at Gen X, and I'm going to play you just a clip of a song.
Okay.
And Jake, you get to go first.
Which one?
I'm going to... That's a good point. I'm going to go Jacob in the studio gets to go first.
Jacob in the studio.
All right, okay. Jacob.
It's going to be
Jacob
very hard for Klein.
Here we go. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, that's Bound to the Floor by Local H.
Whoa.
That was less than half a second. Let's see if he's right. Let's see if he's right. It's pretty impressive. Jake, did you know that one?
I did. They play this Saturday with Toadies.
Yeah, they do.
All right, well, once again, point, Allie, if you're keeping track, Jacob Givens gets a point. And now we go to Jake the Nerd.
Why don't we just ask Jacob Givens every time and then have Jacob, I knew that too.
All right, this
I
is
also knew that,
this is also for Jacob Givens. Only person that can answer Jacob Givens. Here we go.
Oh, Tool, Sober.
Jake, did you know that one?
Yeah, I knew that one, man. I got my friend.
I don't think you would have known that one.
Oh, Jacob Givens, what?
Incredible.
An encyclopedia.
Yeah, he's gotten two for two. It's just
amazing.
Unbelievable. Jake, this is Tool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think it's Sober.
You got better songs.
All right, this is only Jacob Givens gets to answer this one. Let's see. Here, let's go with a completely different band altogether. Here we go.
Ooh, that one's hard.
Jacob Givens?
I'm having a minute here where my brain is searching.
Jake the Nerd, do you know this one?
Yeah, it's Tool again.
It is Tool again. He got one.
Damn it. So we all lose.
We all lose. No.
Yes.
Yeah. It's Schism, Jake. Schism. I know you didn't know that one. Yeah.
Oh.
This is like Flight Suit's least favorite song.
There you go.
So give you that part.
That's the part that I know.
Yeah. Currently, if you're keeping track, Jacob Givens knows way more about Gen X music than our very own Jake the Nerd. Jacob Givens, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, that's a Blur, song two.
Wow. That's the one Klein puts in for filler.
Whenever we need to fill 2 minutes.
Yes, two minutes.
It's the best 2 minute fill song in the business. And also, it's got the good woohooing, which everyone loves. Everyone loves a good woohoo, right? So, your cover band, which is known as Temple of the Dads, will be performing at this event. I want to learn more about this in just a moment. We're going to give you, this is brand new from Evanescence. It's called Who Will You Follow? And then we get back, we'll learn about what is happening this weekend, how you can get involved, and give you tickets to it. More with Jacob Givens, who, Allie, if you're keeping track, how many more points does he have than Jake the Nerd?
He has twice as many points.
Twice as many points
he
as Jake
two.
The Nerd.
Jake has, well, no, yeah. Jake has 1 point. He does have one.
Yeah, I'll give Jacob Givens one more chance going into break, going into the song to prove he knows more. Here we go.
A Blind Melon, No Rain.
Wow.
Jake, did you know that one?
Yeah, I knew that one too.
Come back in a second. We'll give you new Evanescence and more with Jacob Givens next on K-Rock.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
talk about the resurgence from a band that we grew up with. Evanescence on K-Rock, Klein Alley Show in the studio right now. Jacob Gibbons, music aficionado, specifically all that Gen X stuff that we listened to in the 90s that's all having moments all over again. You can see him on Instagram and on TikTok, the Jacob Gibbons TikTok, Instagram, just his name, Jacob Gibbons. And this weekend, an event that is happening to celebrate all things 90s nostalgia with, I didn't realize, I know your cover band is playing, Temple of the Dads, and it's going to be 3 hours of all of the biggest songs, but you're going to be joined on stage by some of the actual performers from these songs and these bands.
Yes, that's correct. We have members of bands like Dig, Failure, Panic at the Disco. We have Dave Holmes from MTV joining us on stage to host. So yeah, they're going to come up and play songs with us. It's going to be great.
And it is Gen X Fest, but all ages are welcome.
All ages are welcome.
Yeah, yes. It's a benefit too for Sweet Relief Musicians Fund, which is obviously a worthy cause. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com right now, and they will get a portion of all proceeds, etc., and auction stuff. And you got some really cool donations that you'll be auctioning off.
Oh yeah, the raffles are outstanding. We have an acoustic guitar from Yamaha. We have a bottle of blackened Metallica whiskey to give away.
I have this
mini Zoltar machine from New Wave Toys. I mean, such
Zoltar cool. From Big? From
yes,
the movie Big?
Zoltar from Big. So I'm going to be giving one of those away. So just
we should get it so we can get it to Vanessa.
Vanessa, we can make you big.
Yeah, there's two of them. So you got two chances to win. So you should definitely come out and more prizes, collections, posters, unique.
And surprises that you don't even know about yet because they may or may not happen, but you never know what happens unless you're there. So we are going to give some tickets away right now at 800-520-1067. But you could buy some, support a good cause, enjoy your love of music. And it's funny because I just found this clip. This was maybe almost from a year ago. This is when Jake the Nerd, approached you to smell your armpits in the streets.
Yes.
And this is what that sounded
yes.
like.
Yeah. Hey, what's your name?
I'm Jacob Gibbons.
Jacob Gibbons from where?
Los Angeles.
How have you been beating the heat?
I've been beating the heat by not going outside at all.
So just staying in, having the AC running?
Yes.
So at K-Rock, we think it's important for people to keep smelling fresh during the heat wave.
Okay.
So we do a thing called pit stops.
Okay.
Is it okay if I sniff your pits?
You're welcome to. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
You didn't seem as fazed by this as most people are.
No, I'm very confident about my pits.
That's good. You should
go
out.
I'm a very clean man.
That's why we do this, is that more people should go out with pit confidence. And if you know that at any given moment, especially during a heat wave, you could be approached and someone sniffs your pits, you're going to take an extra second to make sure you've used the right amount of deodorant.
Yeah.
Better for all of society.
Raise your hand if you're sure. I grew up with the mantra.
Yeah.
Confident.
Yeah, that was really, they're basically saying, hey, go ahead and put your hand up. Let everyone get close to your pits.
Yes. He's the best smelling Jake on the show right now.
Oh, but right now you are by far the best smelling Jake because our other Jake stinks.
So. Even after a show.
Even after a show.
There we go. Not the worst.
Not the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What
right?
is that?
That's
what?
Native.
Native?
Native deodorant.
Oh, yeah.
So wow.
That's my go-to.
Native, and what's the scent?
I think it's like ocean and sandalwood or something like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
This has been a K-Rock pit stop.
I can't believe it. That's what it is.
So you had a hard time afterwards. Realized that you did. You felt violated. Didn't you?
A little bit. A little bit.
I love how Jake's like, interesting scent that I'll never purchase.
There's no shortage of Gen Xers on the phone.
Well, check that out.
The chicks dig it.
That's right. Jake is going with natural. Julie, you're a Gen Xer through and through.
Yes. Sir, oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Yeah. You will be going to Gen X Fest this weekend on Sunday. Jacob Gibbons will be there. You'll get to watch Temple of the Dads perform live and all of those surprises we just chatted about.
How fun is that? Sweet.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, see you there.
Thank Jacob for that. Thanks, Jacob, for hooking us up. Of course, everyone can follow along. And what is there? Is there one band that you believe that we have broken or that you've heard of, a new band that you think has what it takes like the 90s bands did?
Yeah, you've been to your share of almost acoustic Christmases over the years.
Oh, yeah,
so
absolutely.
You've seen the old and the new.
Yeah, absolutely. A band that I'm really in love with right now is Tiger Cub. They're great.
You know that Jake tries to pitch new bands to our boss at K-Rock all the time. And usually they're not good bands, like probably the one you just mentioned.
Whatever. Slomosa, we're both big fans.
Do you know about Tiger Cub, Jake?
Of course.
Have you pitched Tiger Cub to the boss here at K-Rock?
No, I'm still trying to get Slomosa.
Are you still just going to harp on one that he's already rejected?
Or and Frankie and the Witchfingers.
They're good, too.
Yeah.
They are good. And I love Slomosa.
Yeah. Jake, give me your five bands right now, and I want to see if Jacob Gibbons agrees with any of these bands as being good or not. Go ahead.
What, my five like favorite ones that I'm into right now?
Yeah, the ones that we always make fun of you for.
Well, I mean, I like Yawning Man. I like anything John Garcia. I like a lot of desert rock. I like Slamosa. I like Frankie and the Witch Fingers.
You can't say ones he's already said.
What are you talking about?
Go ahead. Two more.
Hang on. I'm bringing up my playlist.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, we got to take a break.
Oh, Valley of the Sun. Uh-huh. I love Valley of the Sun. I just got into a L.A. band called Sasquatch.
I actually don't know.
Thank God.
I don't know Sasquatch and Valley of the Sun. I knew the others, though.
All right. Okay, good. So we just convinced Jake's making these all up to make us look foolish.
So, Jacob, do you think that Jake has good music taste?
He does.
Okay.
He does. He's a great concert buddy, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
He is down to go to anything.
Yeah.
I think you've gone to shows that have, like, four people in them, right,
yes,
Jake?
Yes, we have been there.
Yeah. There you go.
And we went to a show with, like, hardly any people at Transplants. We saw a song.
Yeah.
And you're on Comedy Show, Jake.
Yeah,
hardly anybody there.
Jacob in studio, do you think that Jake the Nerd smells bad?
I haven't gotten a good whiff yet.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Well, I'll walk into the nerd hole. You'll get more than your fair share.
Okay, first pit stop.
Well, can you walk into his nerd hole now and take a sniff?
You want me to
Yeah.
Okay, one second. I'll be right back.
He's going to give us a real feedback here. Okay. Hold on. He's right now. Go
be
down.
Honest.
Yeah, go, be
honest.
Hold on. This is Jacob Givens now. We smelled his armpits months ago. Now, don't walk past. Hold on. He's
in for the whiff. Here we go. That's pleasant.
But he falls.
How's the nerd hole smell all together?
It smells like Spencer's Gifts in here. It's like Nag Champa incense sticks.
Nice!
I don't know if that's a compliment.
That's a hell of a compliment.
Right. And then he promptly leaves.
He couldn't have gotten back in here sooner. I've never seen someone re-enter the K-Rock studios faster.
Better, isn't it?
This weekend, guys, Jacob Givens and all things Gen X Fest. We're putting all the details up. A lot of people are asking, how do I get tickets? All that is going up right now on our Instagram at the Klein Alley Show. And congratulations.
Yeah,
and maybe the next time we do one, we got a couple show hangs we're putting together, maybe something even end of summer. I think that it would be appropriate to have Temple of the Dads perform.
Totally.
Oh, we would love it. We'd be there in a heartbeat.
All right, so we got that.
Also, like Mute from Palm Springs.
Enough, Jake. We're done.
We're done with you, Jake. We've got the Jake in here, the better Jake, okay? We got to take a break. We're back with more show next. All right, goodbye.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.